Investment advisory services offered on a fee basis through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. The opinions expressed in this radio program are those of Jim Byrds and participants and not those of Global Financial Private Capital, LLC. The participants on this program may take forward-looking statements, including but not limited to statements as to future events that involve various risks and uncertainties. Forward-looking statements involve known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause events or results to differ materially from those that were forecast. Therefore, no forecast should be construed as a guarantee. Investing in securities and annuities involves the risk of principal loss. Prior to making any investment decision, listeners should consult a professional to determine the risk, cost, benefits, and fees associated with the particular investment. Information obtained from a third-party resource is believed to be reliable, but the accuracy cannot be guaranteed. It is time now for Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, with your host, Mr. Jim Byrd.
Hello, folks.
Well, hello, folks.
Hi, folks. Good to be with you again.
We got our A-team here today, Richard Lindsay, CPA, Doug Morrison, my partner, and myself. Folks, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the market. Of course, this show's tape, but the market's really been taking a downslide, and I don't know if it's the big one yet that's coming, Doug, but we've talked about. But the market is, you know, is lost a chunk in the last few days. But, you know, what I don't understand, and I keep preaching to this to all my clients and prospects, is that why do you have to take the risk? If you're within 10 years of retirement, excuse me, folks, don't take the risk. You don't have to take risk when you can get market returns without risk. And I really mean that. We got a new product that's come out by Athene, and I am tickled about the prospects of this product, because it has, it basically, folks, will give you 4% of an uncapped market strategy, or 3%, and give you 150% of market strategy. And it has a 10% bonus on it, and it gives you a guaranteed lifetime income. You cannot outlive the same income for both spouses, and that income doubles if you get confined to a nursing home. Folks, I am telling you, that's a hot product. And if you know, not all annuities are created equal, so don't listen to people who tell you all annuities are expensive, lock your money up forever, and all that kind of stuff. Yes, you don't put money, Richard, into an annuity that you need to keep liquid.
No.
Because, you know, that's it's not a liquid vehicle, but money you need for retirement or down the road, and that's why a lot of publications are writing about 85% say the annuities protect against losing money, 90% believe annuities are an effective way to save for retirement, and 93% still own the first annuity they purchased, folks. So even Brookings Institute just came out recently with endorsing annuities. So I can't tell you any more than that. And you can listen to some of these pundits who are self-serving and tell you that, hey, annuities are not good, you know, don't buy annuities and that stuff. Or you can come in and get the truth. And if you'll come in and see us for a free consultation, we'll give you the truth. And, you know, all you got to do is call 625-1226 or 877-251-1984 and come in and see us and sit down and let's have a free consultation. And I do appreciate all the referred leads that I'm getting from my clients that are coming in. And we met with some this week. And thank you, folks, for referring in there to us. And I promise you we'll help them. And one lady that came in the other day, Doug, said she had been to a lot of different people talking to us, but she liked what she heard from us.
Well, Jim, that's a delight. That lady that came in said her sister was the one listening to the program and told her about it. And she came in, and her and her brother, and came in, and we helped them. And they said they listen regularly. So it's letting us know that on the airwaves here, our message is getting out, and we're very thankful for those
listening.
I wish
we could get better times, folks. I know that, you know, the Tuesday time at 10 o'clock is okay, but 6:30 on Saturday morning is at 7:10 a.m., and I know that's an early time, and I probably wouldn't be up that early listening to radio, but there are folks listening. Richard, what's going on in the world of taxes?
Well, Jim, I want to tell you there are three things that are certain in life. Death, and we don't deal with that. Taxes, I deal a lot with that. And you know what number three is?
Yes.
On a daily basis, that stock market's going to go up or it's going to go down.
Boy, is that, you know, true.
There's I know you, like I do, do a lot of reading. And I don't read. I don't pay attention to the market fluctuations on a daily basis. Because with my investments, I don't have to worry about that. But I have an example here of a site that I go to that is a financial site. It's financial news and that kind of stuff. And on this particular day, Jeremy Siegel, who is a professor of finance at the University of Pennsylvania, says that he regained his enthusiasm about stocks. And he told CNBC that the Dow Jones Industrial Average could reach 20,000 by the end of next year.
Wow.
He's predicting it could reach 18,000 by the end of this year. And he thinks that we're probably 10% undervalued given the interest rate structure. But on the same day, on the same site, Carl Icahn is reported as forecasting a dramatic drop in the stock market.
Yeah.
That he says he's bracing for a sell-off, and that could be within the next 3 days, the next 3 months, or the next 3 years. He doesn't really know, but he's really concerned about it. And it's a question of when it's going to happen, not if it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so he says that even though a lot of investors see blue skies ahead, he's kind of cautious about it, and that he thinks his actions are really that he's shorting the S&P portfolio on a large extent. And so one of the things that I like to point out to people is that you've got two experts here with very diverse opinions about what's going to happen in the stock market. And the truth of the matter is, we don't know.
Now, if we didn't know, we'd be rich, wouldn't we?
That's right.
But see, Richard, people don't understand is they don't have to worry about whether the market's up or down or going where it's going. Most pundits agree that I've talked to say the market's going down. It's going to have a major correction of anywhere from 30 to 90%, I've heard. Okay? Now, that's almost depression state. But my clients don't worry about it. You'll see happy clients coming in our office are happy. They don't worry about one thing. They never worry about, did I lose any money?
Well, isn't that the best position to try to be in?
Yeah.
If you could put yourself in that position where you don't have to worry about what the earnings of the stock market are, then that's the best way to live, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Not worrying about it. And if you're – here's the point that I make, Richard, and I want your CPA opinion on this, okay?
Okay.
You're within 5 to 7, maybe even 10 years of retirement,
okay?
And, you know, you can't afford a major downturn if your money's invested in the stock market, because it may take you several years to get back to even.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you're drawing on money or planning on drawing on that money anytime soon, then, you know, it's even harder to get money back once you've started drawing on it and it goes down,
yes,
too. So that's what we're saying, folks. And the only source of guaranteed lifetime income you cannot outlive is an annuity, okay? And so that's what we're preaching to people, and I'm going to keep preaching it to the day I die. And some people are beginning to come around, and even market pundit people or very highly educated people with a lot of money, they're coming in to see us, Doug.
You know, Jim, last week you alluded to a little bit why the markets is doing what they're doing. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on with the foreign investment and what's controlling that thing?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. The foreign investors are coming in looking to place and invest their money because their markets are so bad. But what we found out was that people were supposed to, you know, the market looked like it's doing good, and yet people are beginning to lose money. Last month or two, they began to lose money. Their major blue chip stocks were going down in value.
Mm-hmm.
And one lady had McDonald's stock, and she was losing tons of money in a McDonald's stock. It's because it's not what it appears to be. I don't know if it's just a pre-warning of what's about to happen, or is this normal market doing, but something's different about this market. It's not the same. And I don't know how to put my finger on it. You, Richard?
No, I don't attempt to try to put my finger on it.
That's right. He's CPA.
That's right. That's why I'm a CPA. You know, the understanding of the financial markets is many-fold. Sometimes the markets react to fear.
Yes.
They react to changes in oil production.
Yes.
They react to changes in war. They react to changes in all kinds of places. Sometimes it's temporary and sometimes it's not. But the problem is that those temporary hits can really take effect on you if that was the schedule when you were trying to withdraw money. So having something that's levelized, and certainly I don't think, and I believe you agree with me, Jim, you're not saying that somebody's entire investment portfolio for retirement should be an annuity.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a place for an annuity in nearly everybody's portfolio.
Absolutely. It all depends on what their wants and needs are. You know, if somebody comes to me and says, Richard, I need to keep this money liquid in case I need it, you know, I'm planning on buying something down the road.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't put it in an annuity.
Obviously.
Annuities only liquid at 10% a year or a guaranteed lifetime income. And, Doug, you sit in on all my appointments, and you know that we tell people that. We sit down with them, and we have people that ask tax questions. Richard, I had one. I can't remember the exact question, but they asked a tax question the other day. You know what I told them? I said, well, I'll give you an answer, but I don't guarantee the accuracy of it, but I know who knows. And you call Richard Lindsay at 633-4070. How about that?
That's a good job. Thank you. Appreciate that.
But if you want a consultation with us, or if you want with Jim Roberts, our estate planning attorney also, because we're a comprehensive financial planning team, but you call me at 625-1226 or toll-free 877-251-1984 from anywhere in the United States, and we'll be able to, you know, we'll make an appointment with you. And we just finished a seminar up in Thomasville, Alabama, successful seminar. But it had a lot of people interested in people that's getting ready to retire, and we helped them out, didn't we, Doug?
Yeah, we did, Jim. You know, and while we got people listening, just tell them about our website, Jim, because this next year in the first quarter, we'll be having other seminars, and if they go on our website, they can look and see what our activities are and when they're scheduled to be planned, and they can call our office and get signed up with us right there, too.
Well, go to the website. It's www.safeharfin.com. Is how you get to our website. It's Safe Harbor Financial LLC in Daphne, Alabama. Or you can come by our beautiful office and look at our office there and see us. You can go to Richard Lindsay over in Mobile and see him, or Jim Roberts over in Spanish Ford is our attorney. You can see them also. But, you know, just come see one of us. Sometimes they see Richard first and they see me second, or sometimes me first and Richard second. Just whatever depends, you know, whatever your choice is, it does not matter. We will do our best we can do to help you. And folks, we got to understand what's going on. There's two things that's sure in life, Richard, is taxes, okay, and debt. And,
right.
And taxes are going up. We know that. There's no way the tax is going to go down with the debt this country's got, and we talk about that in our seminars. But, you know, taxes keep going up, and so that means you've got less spending power. Less money of your money to spend if taxes go up. Now, another thing that out there is inflation. Inflation's been underreported by the government, but we know that inflation in times of depression in Jimmy Carter years went up to 30%.
Well, it was about 50%, Jim, 50, in the late 70s.
And that can eat up your retirement income. So you need an income that not only will guarantee, but it will grow. And you grow it with inflation. And that's what we have, folks. And we have it without any risk at all. No risk at all to your principal. Cannot lose money. So come see us, folks. And again, you can't do it with a 1% or 2% interest rate that you're getting on traditional savings accounts and CDs. You just can't make it. And there'll be a decade before interest rates get high enough for you to live off of. So just remember that. And that's one of the reports that we got in, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Came from, and I forgot where it came from at this point, but... got to come see us. And Richard, in tax planning, you know, I'm seeing more and more people, even with this high deductible on state taxes, you know, right now it's like $5 million, I think.
Right.
I'm running into some people lately that are having estate tax problems, you know?
Occasionally, hopefully, right now, there are a few people that are that wealthy. The vast majority of my clients aren't. But estate planning has a lot more to do than just trying to avoid the estate income tax.
Right.
It has a lot more to do with how you pass on what wealth you do have, whether that's through trust or will or whatever. And there are mechanisms to do that Jim Roberts is the expert in, as opposed to worrying about the estate tax. An awful lot of our listeners don't have to worry about the state tax, so that doesn't mean that they shouldn't do any estate planning at all. It just means that the estate planning is not how to avoid the tax. That's all.
But you know what, Richard? If they up the or lower the exemption, you know, it's been up to not too few years ago to 5 million. For a long, long time, it was 650,000.
Yes.
Then it went to 1 million. I don't know what Congress's feelings on that is, but if they go back and lower that exemption, that's going to make a lot more people eligible for state taxes.
Oh yeah, certainly. If they lowered that, it would bring a lot more people in there. Hopefully, that doesn't happen. There's never any guarantee about what Congress is going to do when they really start trying to look at ways and means to bring in more tax revenue. You have to realize that the individual income tax by far is the largest source of income for our federal government.
Yeah,
a lot more than businesses, a lot more than any other fees that they generate. And I mean, we're talking, and I can't remember the number off the top of my head, so I don't want to say it, but it's north of 70%.
Yeah.
Is income tax.
Yeah.
And so when you look at that, and when you look at the situation right now that says 49% of Americans don't pay any income tax, and if you look at total of income tax and transfer taxes and something like that, the numbers are even worse. It says that 80% of Americans are net receivers and only 20% are net givers when it comes to tax. So it's unfortunately, really, when you start looking at those numbers, it's not a question of taxing the middle class more, because a large majority of the middle class is not paying any significant. And I don't mean this to say that you as an individual don't feel like you're paying a lot of income tax. I know you do. But when you look at the numbers on a percentage basis, the top 5% of Americans that pay income tax are paying 80% of the tax.
Yep, and I'm one of them, folks. I know that. I feel like it. But, Doug, what I want to talk about just a minute, too, is that a lot of people are misunderstanding what money can be put into annuities. You know that any qualified money, SEP, 401K, 403B, any of that can be put into an IRA at retirement or even before retirement, you know, if companies allow you to transfer it over. Now, you want to do that, especially if you're in a few years of retirement and you're worried about the market going downhill. If their companies will allow you to pull it out before you retire, I encourage people to do it. And they can still contribute to the 401K or 403B or SEPs or whatever they got. Deferred comp plans, any of those can be put into annuity. Also, annuities are for non-qualified money, non-IRA money, we call it, to make it clear for people to understand, money that you've got sitting in a bank somewhere. And you're paying taxes on what little interest you're earning, you can put it into an annuity and earn a very good interest rate tax deferred in a hybrid index annuity with a minimum of guaranteed 4% and plus market returns. So that means you get 4% if the market does good, and you get 4 plus whatever the returns in their strategy. And you've got to make sure it's an uncapped strategy, okay? Do that. So if people are interested in that, you know, they need to call us. Doug, do you know the number yet?
You better do it for me, Jim.
625-1226 or 1-877-251-1984. If you need a CPA or tax advice, call Richard Lindsay at 633-4070.
That's 633-4070.
And I'm sorry I don't know Jim Roberts' number. I hadn't memorized that one, so I don't know. Maybe Laurie's got it.
You know, Jim,
she does here.
Jim, you know, I want to say something. I had the privilege yesterday, Richard, to meet with a lady and spend about 3 hours with her, just going over all of her insurance, all of her PNC and stuff, because she knew I was a retired State Farm agent.
Okay.
And one of the things I'd like to say to our listeners, you know, some of our people that we're meeting, Jim, already have got programs set up with financial advisors, has helped them before in the past, and sometimes they've let those things just lay dormant for a while and haven't gone back and looked at them.
Yes.
And, you know, I just was working with this dear lady yesterday, and just looking over it, I saw a few things that we needed to tweak for to, that she thought mm-hmm. was covered. And she just recently had just lost her husband about 4.5 months ago. So I just say to our listening folks, if you've already got a program set up, folks, bring it in and let us look at it, Jim, because we can tell if it's good or not. And if it is, we'll let them know. And if it's not, we can certainly make some suggestions, don't you think, Jim?
And don't forget, you got a free consultation with Richard Lindsay, CPA, and also Jim Roberts, our state planning attorney. His number is 626-3499, and you can call him. He's in Spanish Fort. He's a municipal judge also. So I think we've got a well-qualified and a good team to put together, look at from all angles of your portfolio. If you don't do tax planning, you don't do legal planning, as well as investment planning, you may be wrong. But, Doug, we got our Christmas party's coming up. By the time this show is taped, though, Richard, I mean, Doug, it won't, the party will be over, but... we have a Christmas party every year that we have. I have over 500 clients, folks, and I got about, you know, half of them at least will come into the Christmas party. And, you know, one of the reasons that where we have our Christmas party every year, I'm not going to name names, but the guy that runs the place came to see me, and I said, well, why didn't you come see me? He said, well, I saw how happy your clients were. They're all happy and having a good time. They're fine. They don't worry about the market. He said, I wouldn't see what you had. And he became a client. So that's what we do, folks. That's what we do. We take the risk and worry out of your markets and worrying about market dropping and this and that. Market, as Richard said earlier, is going to go up and down. That's the sure thing. It's going to go. But, you know, don't sit back worrying or sit back and say, I'm going to time the market. Oh, I'll wait till, you know, it goes down. I'll have time to get out. Those people in 2008 thought they had time, too, and they didn't.
That's right. Jim, I want to remind our listeners of something else that's going on in our area right now. I've had an awful lot of clients call me about the IRS scam that's going around, and it's nationwide, but it is very prevalent and still prevalent in our area. I know I talked about it a couple of months ago. But basically what happens is a couple of different things. You might get a phone call either at home or even on your cell phone. And if you talk to the person or if they leave a message, they're declaring themselves to be an IRS agent. Mm. They'll even give you a badge number.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying something to the effect generally that you have a balance due with the IRS and you must pay it immediately. You need to take care of this with a money transfer or a credit card or various methodologies. Sometimes they even talk about that you might get a refund. But generally speaking, what happens is that these people try to come across as bullies. And they might even tell you that they might get the local sheriff involved and they might arrest you if you don't make this payment today. There's always a couple of things about this. It's always urgent. It always has to happen today. They always try to prescribe the methodology that you should make the payment. And a lot of times they tell you shouldn't talk to, you shouldn't tell anybody else about this phone call kind of deal. And I've had so many clients call me about it that I just want to remind people that it's out there. It is false. It is fake. It is a scam. Don't get involved. Don't pay them any money. So there's at least five things that I want our listeners to know that the IRS will never do. Okay? So number one is the IRS will never call you about taxes you owe without first mailing you an official notice.
That's very true.
So if you haven't gotten something in the mail, and you get a phone call from an IRS agent or somebody that says they're an IRS agent, just hang up and don't even talk to them. The IRS will never demand that you pay taxes without giving you an opportunity to question or appeal the amount that they say that you owe. Okay? They'll never call you up and say, I'm going to have you arrested if you don't pay this today, right now, kind of deal. They'll never require that you use a specific payment method for your taxes, such as a credit card or debit card. Mm. They'll never ask you for credit or debit card numbers over the phone, and they'll never threaten to bring in the local police or other law enforcement to have you arrested for not paying. These are scams. You need to avoid them. There are a couple places that you can report them if you want to. First is the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. That's TIGTA.gov, or the FTC.gov has a place to report these scams as well. Just avoid them. Hang up. You don't have to talk to them. Go about your business.
That's good, Richard. That's good. Jim, you know, one thing I appreciate, thank you, Richard, for the insight to give people red flags of what to look for, because there's a lot of scam artists out there, isn't it, Jim?
Well, can Richard, one quick question. I know our time ran. Can you trace their number or anything like that? Would that help? Caller ID or anything?
Yes, sometimes you can. Sometimes their numbers are spoofed so that it looks like it's an official IRS number. The clients that I have talked to, one of the first clients that I had had a phone number, and in fact the person on the other end had left a message and said, call this number back, so they actually called it back, and so yes, they forwarded that information on to the FTC as well.
Good job.
It helps them, I believe, to some extent, to track down the number as best they can. Sometimes what happens is that once the government gets to them, these people have closed up shop, moved on anyway. But, you know, we still want them to try to close up shop as quickly as possible.
Well, that's good advice. Good advice, folks. And if you want any more information on that, you'll call Richard Lindsay at 633-4070.
That's 633-4070.
Or if you want a free consultation or just want to talk to us about any financial situations, you call me at 625-1226 or 877-251-1984.
That's 625-1226.
Or 1-877-251-1984. And call us or call Jim Roberts, too. You can call Jim Roberts 626-3499. If you've a legal problem, a state tax problem, wills. I get a lot of questions about wills and trust, and everybody should have at least a simple will. I know that part.
Absolutely.
Not everybody needs a trust, but, you know, you need a will, so you need to call Jim Roberts, too. And, folks, I think we got about a couple more minutes here, and so anything y'all want to talk about?
The other thing, if you don't mind me throwing in, Doug and Jim, is that we have seen an awful lot of people this year get involved in Obamacare and the ACA and the tax credits and that kind of stuff, and an awful lot of these people didn't understand what was going on. If you misestimated your income, if you were married and you're going to file a separate return, all these kinds of things can create a huge liability for you when you file this year's income tax return, and you could end up owing a bunch of money back. So be careful. Be aware that it might be out there. Save up.
You don't want to owe the internal revenue, trust
that's
me.
That's for sure. I promise you.
I have to. Doug, you got a minute, so what you want
to... Well, Jim, we just want to recap and let folks know about, you know, the people that we do see come in are not aware that sometimes how they can get long-term care to help them in their benefit package. And just, you might want to talk a little bit about that, just briefly.
Well, I only have a few minutes, but long-term care is included in a lot of annuities now because they realize that long-term care is a major threat to your retirement. We got it in life insurance plan that you get free long-term care built into that from single premium life, or our annuities have the income doubler if you get confined to a nursing home and need home health care. So that is a big issue. That is part of the threats. Remember, you got market losses, you got low interest earnings. You don't have to have any of those if you can get a great return on our annuities and 100% of market returns now, some of the new strategies we've got. So folks, that's about a wrap. I guess we're going to wrap it up for today. And thank you, folks, who regular listeners and listening. And Richard, thank you for being here.
Thank you, folks.
Doug, thank you for your help. And
that's good, Jim.
And
thank you.
Call me at 625-1226 or 1-877-251-1984.
You've been listening to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Call Jim Bird for your complimentary consultation, 625-1226, 625-1226, or toll free, 877-251-1984, 877-251-1984. I'm your producer, Lori Dubose. Listen each week at this same time on this same station for Safe Investing in the New Economy.